the law of love and meditation. And that is exactly what you are, a woman out on the limb.
Then I look out the window, through the blinds, and see Brad in a bright yellow Le Mans. Or is it a Trans Am? It's a racing car with black stripes. He's very snazzy. In the car with him is a somewhat pudgy redhead with long frizzy hair and a three-year-old son. I panic and rush into Fiona's office where I await Brad's arrival. Apparently he's doing very well, has made a big success out of himself in his paintings. I'm getting furious that A, I haven't heard from him in weeks, and B, he's there with another woman. I start to get arrogant and look out the blinds again and flip him a bird. Brad comes in. He's dressed as a hippie. His hair is straight and styled in a long Prince Valiant hairdo. He wears a colorful Peter Mac shirt, blousy in style, perhaps made of chiffon. A similar scarf is tied around his head. I comment on his new look. Wow, he looks really great. He flippantly laughs, and replies with a hearty chuckle, "Yeah,